And next, he wants $1 million without working for it. Guest: Hello, Abraham. I've heard you say on several tapes that we don't live in an assertive world. We can bring everything to us by our thoughts, so... Abraham: There is no assertion. Guest: Well, how can I balance wanting to draw everything into my life without having to go into the doing or the being of whatever it is I do? I want to create $1 million, but I don't want to go to work for it. Abraham: Well, your statement is really telling and really important, because what you're saying is, I want $1 million, and I believe that there are ways to get $1 million that I don't want to do. So what you're doing is saying, I want this, but I don't want this. And that's not a very powerful state of being, because you're setting up a contradiction right away. So you soften that by saying, I want $1 million, and I want to find a way that's compatible with me to receive it. There's less resistance in that. You say, I want $1 million, and I know that there are a lot of people who have $1 million who got it in a way that would not be uncomfortable to me. But when you say, I want $1 million, but there's no one I'm going to inherit it from, or I want $1 million, but nobody that I know is going to die and leave it to me. In other words, you need to stop the contradiction. When you talk about what you want and why you want it, there's usually less resistance within you than when you talk about what you want and how you're going to get it. Because when you pose questions that you do not have answers for, like how, where, when, and who, it sets up a contradictory vibration within you that slows everything down. Feel how resistance-free this statement is. There must surely be many people on this planet today who have $1 million and in excess of it, who at one time were standing right where I am. They just wanted it, but had no idea how it was going to come. Words like faith and trust are so annoying on some levels, but we want to explain their value because even though you do not know how or where or when or who, if you know what, and you've talked about why you want it, and you've practiced the thought of it until it's starting to feel very familiar to you, what begins to happen is that things that before now could not happen to you begin happening. Ideas that could not even occur to you before now begin to occur to you, and interactions with people that you do not have access to now begin to happen. And when your million and many more come to you, you will wonder where it always was. Guest: I was wondering if I was trying to create something that was too big, and the gap between what I wanted and where I am was too big, and that was causing some of the grief. Abraham: Well, surely $1 million is not too big from where you stand. That is just not too big. Esther was listening to the words that a billionaire entrepreneur chose, words like, oh, it's a juggernaut, oh, it's a surefire success, oh, it's the most sensational building that's ever been built. We're building the most beautiful building in Chicago that has ever been built. Oh, this is magnificent. Oh, yes, that's a friend of mine. And as she listened, she began to realize that he had figured it out. Now, he annoys most of the world, but you know what? He does not care. He has developed a relationship between what he wants and where he is. Even when what he wanted and where he was were not in the same place, you would not know it to hear him tell it. In other words, he continues to tell the story the way he wants it to be, so the universe continues to yield to him. Now, there are all kinds of people who say, oh, he's a braggart. Oh, of course, he can talk like that. He's a billionaire. And we say, he was not always. He talked like that, and then he became that. So, you do not have to follow his lifestyle or his personality, but you do have to follow the success principles that he has found. You have to talk about what you want. You have to tell it like you want it to be. You cannot face reality as it is and have reality change in any way. You have to face the parts of reality that you love and fill in the gaps with things that you get from your imagination or from your expectation. So here you are, and you have a lot of good things in your life, which you accentuate, talk about, appreciate, and make lists of. You make lists of positive aspects, and you get on rampages of appreciation. You look for good wherever you can see it, and you feel good as much as you can. Then, you have goals that you do not know how you're going to achieve, so then you fill those in with imagination, visualization, and pretending, and then as you start doing that, you'll have a dream about it that makes it feel more real, or you'll meet somebody who is really living that way, or you will turn on television and somebody will be talking just like you have been imagining, or you'll pick up a book, or you'll hear another interview. In other words, the universe will help you rendezvous with whatever the vibration is that you have finally achieved. The universe does not know the difference between someone who has $1 million and someone who just feels like they have $1 million. And when you feel like you have it, your vibration is such that the law of attraction must line you up with things like that. And that's true whether you're talking about relationships, the building of empires, attracting people to help you in your business. It does not matter what it is. You have to find the vibration of it, and you have to practice the vibration of it until the vibration of your desire supersedes the vibration of doubt. When the vibration of your desire supersedes your vibration of doubt, bam, it happens. And then you say, "Where have you been?" You say, "I knew you were coming. I could feel you. At first, I just felt hopeful that you'd be there. But eventually, I started really trusting that you'd be there. And then, not very long ago, I knew you'd be there. And plunk, there you are." But the things you want cannot come until you achieve that knowing. And that knowing does not come easily because you have been practicing not knowing. You're often not willing to admit how you feel because you're worried about what somebody else might say about how you feel. So you really have to get to the place where you do not talk so much to people who do not understand. You talk to those who do understand, or you just keep your own counsel. Jerry wrote a paper years ago that said, "Keep your ideas to yourself until they're fully developed," because he saw so many people whom he was counseling in business, whom he would see get fired up over an idea, but it was a new idea to them, and they had not practiced it long enough that it was dominant within them. It was tentative within them, and he knew that it could go either way, and then they would go home and talk to somebody about their new idea before it was really shored up within them. And that person and their doubt and their negative commentary would activate that old vibration within this person, and then it was all over. Because the seed of their financial abundance had not been allowed to germinate and get enough of a foothold that it was strong on its own. There is no reason for you to experience anything less than what you want. If you have the ability to imagine it, this universe has the ability to give it to you. Knowing it, knowing that you want it, asking for it is step one and step two, because you've asked and the universe has given. Now you just have to get out of the way and let it in. One more thing we want to say to you. When you say you want it, but you do not want to work for it, we think that is where your cross purpose is. You do not like doing the things that you think you're going to have to do in order to get it, but you do not believe that you can get it otherwise. That is where the contradiction is. What you are saying to the universe is, do this impossible thing. So what you have to do is find some way of not making it feel impossible. Do a little research. Notice how many different ways there are for money to come in. In other words, give yourself some reason to believe that it is possible for you to receive. Guest: Okay, thank you very much. Abraham: Yes, indeed.